Q94, it's your Mountain Rock, 7 o'clock hour, brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. You're going to find them in West Plains, also Thayer, Avid, Mountain Home, Arkansas. We've got head coach of the Liberty Eagles basketball team here with me, Justin Harrell. And, Coach, how we doing, man?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Kind of an odd thing. Your basketball team, you guys are a little behind due to football.
Yeah, we are. We got a late start compared to everybody else. So,
but you know, first game was at Couch, got a win. You know, you and I talked a little bit, and it was kind of pretty much about what I expected. How about you? I mean, it was a win. A win's a win, but you know, you had one day of practice.
Yeah, we had one day of practice, and you know, in that time, it's really hard to put anything in that we really want to do. So basically, we had to just try to get them where they could dribble a basketball and not try to run people over all the time. So, and I don't know that it translated real great because we tried to do that a couple times against Couch, but it worked out and we got the win. So,
well, and you know, I mean, you've got some returners coming back, and there were a few. You know, there were some spans out there where they were trying to organize, but it's so different, football shape to basketball shape, and then, you know, just being mentally ready for it, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot different. After the first couple practices, I had a lot of guys saying they were sore, and, you know, it's just a different animal. You know, football, they're grinding every day, and you know, basketball, we got to get out and use our legs and run a lot and get out and transition and stuff like that. So it's really just them adjusting to what we're trying to do. So
yeah. Well, tonight, game two, it's a home game. So you Liberty fans out there looking for something to do, man, this is the best ticket around, and that's going to be Liberty. And it's going to be JV boys, varsity girls, varsity boys, and it's Believe Academy out of St. Louis coming to the Nest. What do you know about them?
You know, I really don't know a whole lot. This is their first year having a program. They're coming from St. Louis. It's kind of a long trip for them. I just really don't know a whole lot about them. I mean, I know that they have a full team, so mm-hmm. I mean, we'll just be ready to go tomorrow night.
Well, and you know, you've had a little more time in the gym with your players to kind of ease them in and kind of get some, get some rhythm on the basketball floor.
Yeah, we've actually had 7 practices now. So we went to a seed meeting yesterday, and there was a team that had already played 7 games. So, you know, that's something that we just have to adjust to. And the guys have really taken well to it. You know, we've really started kind of getting in a rhythm at practice. We're trying to get a lot of stuff in because next week we have a tournament. We're going to play 3 games, and then the week after that is the Kabul holiday. So we just don't have a lot of time to do a whole lot. So.
Yeah, and the Liberty tournament is what starts next week, and it's a 6-team tournament, so it'll be a pool play. And I believe it's a JV and varsity. I'm just going to look at the varsity. Monday night, you've got Rush playing Neelyville at 7, and then at 8:30, Bakersfield and Lighthouse Christian. Tuesday, Hartville plays Neelyville at 7, and then the Liberty Eagles will play Lighthouse at 8:30. Thursday, it'll be Hartville and Rush at 7, and then at 8:30, it'll be Liberty and Bakersfield. Friday will be the third place championship game, all that. That's a pretty competitive tournament.
You know, it really is. I thought we had a really good tournament last year. Mm-hmm. And I think this year it's going to be about the same. You know, these teams are pretty good. They're pretty talented. So, and if you don't show up on any given night, you could get beat. So,
yeah, and I was just kind of going through looking, and you know, you mentioned it earlier, you know, a lot of these teams, they're, by the tournament time, they're going to have played 7, 8, 9 games, and
right,
you'll have played 2.
That's right. That's just something that we have to, you know, we have to fight through just a little bit. You know, I've always thought that those practices early in November really help you out going into these tournaments, but it is what it is, and we just have to go through it. So,
well, the Liberty tournament, your Liberty Eagles, you know, getting shown a little bit of respect, made it, won the tournament 2 years ago, played in the championship game last year, but you got the 2 seed in that. Bunker got the 1 seed. So, and that's, you know, that's 4 days of basketball, man.
Yeah, it is. It's a grind. It's a cool tournament. I've always really just taken pride in that tournament. And it's really well ran, and I think it's one of the best tournaments in the area. So I hope our kids will be ready.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, you know, that's kind of what's on the plate, but, you know, let's talk a little bit about the Liberty Varsity Boys basketball team. Who's going to be your starters, you think?
You know, we got a little bit different this year. I think we're going to be a lot deeper than we've been in the past.
Right.
To say that we know who the starters will be, you know, obviously we have an idea, but I think there are several guys that have a chance to get into that starting rotation, depending on who's playing well. You know, we do return three of our main guys, you know, three all-conference players from last year. So that really helps us, and you know, those guys can kind of just plug in, and those guys can kind of take the lead, and we can lean on them a little bit early because they're used to playing with each other, and you know, that should help us out.
Well, and yeah, you know, and I say starters, that's kind of the game has changed. You know, I mean, if players, parents get locked into, well, this is the starters. You know, I think you've taken a step or three backwards, because today's game, you need to get it done with 7, you know, and sometimes some of the better players, they won't start. They come in off the bench, and it just better suits them that way.
Yeah, for sure. You know, sometimes a kid can start and that will make him nervous, or, you know, he just feels out of rhythm coming off the bench. He gets to see the game kind of start and see what the flow is going to be like, and then he'd come in and kind of adapt to that. So yeah. I think sometimes you're right. I think sometimes coming off the bench can be an advantage.
Well, and, you know, I mean, it's just the size. I was looking, you know, that was the one thing. It just put a big smile on my face. It's like, you know, last year I thought we were a little thin. And what I mean by that thin is hard to be kind of physical with. But this year, man, I tell you what, you got some meat size that's going to be out there on the floor.
You know, I feel like last year I had a lot of expectations, and I probably should have took a step back. You know, we had a sophomore point guard,
right?
Who really didn't have that role as his freshman. He just kind of, like, we had Terrell then, so he got to kind of just be the 2 guard that shot the ball. And then, you know, last year was his first year doing it, and you know, we've. Speaking on what you've said, we've got a lot of kids that have really grown up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they've really filled out, been in the weight room, working hard, and we should be very physical if they will buy in. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it ought to be a lot of fun this year, and you know, as the, again, it's, you know this, you're aware, it's going to take a little bit of time because. You know, you get practices in to implement things, but it's games where the things you implemented, you have to follow through. You know, you have to execute. So I guess that's what I'm looking for. You know, you implement stuff in practice, you got to execute in the game, and it's just going to be a little bit of a process, isn't it, for the first couple, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I just think, like you said, it's trying to get a lot of stuff in, because we just don't have the time to go over stuff in depth every day, because we got to put in offense, we got to put in defense, we got to put in all this stuff that we're wanting to do, and it's a lot of information for the kids. So, you know, adapting to that and the speed of the game is going to be a thing that they're just going to have to adapt quicker than they have in the past.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody, again, head coach of the Liberty Eagles, Justin Harrell, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us. I'll see you tonight. And the Liberty game will be on the Fox 96.9. And let's see, what's the game start for the varsity boys tonight? 7:30?
JV boys start at 5. Okay. JV boys start at 5. And it's going to be a half a game, girls varsity following that, and the boys varsity. So if I had to put a number on it, I would say 8-ish.
Okay.
8 o'clock.
Yep. Yeah, sounds good. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us, and we'll catch you next week.
Yep. Thank you, Gary. See you tonight.
Hey, we got more rock and roll coming. Stay put. Again, the 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, there, Avon, Mountain Home, Arkansas.